Evan McLeod.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hey, listen, I have this wonderful new gizmo, and this is the first show I'm using it on, and I've got to send the love out to Kim G at AWOP Radio and the Commons Project Network for giving me this wonderful new toy. It's a microphone. It's a professional microphone. So maybe I'll sound a little bit better in the playback. And as I'm going out to you folks in the invisible, the great invisible. And speaking of the great invisible, this is the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini in New York City. And I'm Gwen Berry. I'm in South Florida. We're going to be with you for the next hour talking about some radical spirituality. Let's do it that way. First, we're going to play just a little tune, a little memory, a little something. Little something.
I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. And I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to spend another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room. You go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you have to spend the day without her. We burst a free balloon, took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now, and it sounds like a lie. I said I'd rather die than be without her. Love is a beautiful thing when it knows how to swing, and it grooves like a clock. But the hands on the clock tell the lovers to part, and it's breaking my heart to spend another day without her. And wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to spend another day without her. Can't go on without her. There's no song without her. Can't go on without her.
And that goes out to the great invisible, where we're all going, we all came from, and we'll all meet back up. Hey, how you doing, Nick?
I'm good. What a great song. Who was that?
It was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Do you believe that, buddy?
Wow.
You know, reaching back. It's been a week.
Right.
Next week, I'd like for folks to know that next week we do have Danny and Brinkley with us. The original near-death experience is going to be with us, and he's gone to the great invisible and found lots of vision and come back with it. And we're going to talk about that. He also has a new book out called "Saved by the Secret" "The Light." The Light of the Secret. Boy, I better get that one straight before the show. But I got to tell you, Danny and Brinkley is one impressive man. Not only was he struck by lightning a couple of times and crossed over and came back and a brand new person, and yet the old person too, he also is a gentleman who goes about his life now bringing a lot of light to others, especially people who are in hospice and crossing over. And that's something close to the old homestead this week for us. So, it'll be a great show with Danny.
Really looking forward to that.
I also want to, right at the top of the hour, remind folks that tomorrow night at 11 p.m., it will be Wise Woman Media with Anita Stewart. And on Saturday, our new show with Joni Ross, astrologer, called Under the Moon, is at 4 p.m. She's doing a great job. Did you listen to her show yet?
Nice. Yeah, I listened to the first half, and she's just such a joy. I really enjoy her and her information.
Yeah, and she's had a couple of really, really fine guests on. Very impressive. And before we get into conversation here, I just want to send out, because I know she listens in the archive, I want to send out a huge congratulations to my little sister. She will always be younger than me. She never ceases to remind me. And she is now the official Doc Berry on the Residence, because she's got her acupuncture license as of this week. So,
awesome.
It's awesome.
So awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah. After 4 years of school and all the studying that she did, kudos and congratulations. And I'm very proud of her. You have to be a freaking doctor to get through that. I mean.
Yeah. It's really awesome. Blood, sweat, and tears, for real.
Well, she had to learn the complete anatomy and all of the arteries, and she had to learn the physical anatomy by grace, you know, the whole thing throughout mm-hmm. her studies, and Chinese herbal medicine, which is no small trick. I haven't done it. pardon me.
Wow.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. So, kudos to Deborah Ann Berry, the new South Floridian acupuncturist, who is, by the way, open for busyness.
Nice. How do they reach her?
You know what? They can reach her through her Facebook page or the Daughters of Isis Facebook page. I don't want to give out her cell number right now because I think she's going to get a dedicated number, but you can find Deborah Ann Berry on Facebook and she'll engage you. And that's just really great, you know. I'm very proud of her. Anyways.
Yeah, super duper. Big ups from New York.
So, how was your week? You told me earlier today that you had a client this week and that you've begun to do actually bring definition and demonstration to spiritual counseling?
Spiritual therapy, yeah.
Therapy, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, very, but counseling works too. But it was the first session, and it was really interesting how whether someone wants to include the intuitive as well, like he just wanted to see what was going to happen. So I picked a few of Ted Andrew's animal runes, which I really love working with these days. They're always so spot on, and started talking about what that was about, and it led right into something that was going on in his work that was really on his mind. So had a really nice flow between some intuitive card pulling and some, you know, okay, let's look at what this really is and what are the tools and what are the things on the table, really, you know, is it control, is it fear? Is it, what is it? And shuffling it around to see how we can just really make ourselves feel the best and the most grounded and centered as quickly as possible in any situation is the goal. So,
well, you know, I've heard more people speak in terms of stress and challenge, and yet also, but in the middle of that, this really wonderful thing happened. It's been a lot like that, but I think that really describes the kind of energy we're in, beginning from last winter solstice through, according to Barbara Clough, it'll be through 2015, and all the rest of the astrologers are saying it. By the way, we'll have Tom Letcher at the end of the month, Kai Patcha with the Pele report. He does astrology for a new paradigm, and he's talking the same thing. It's about challenge, challenge, challenge. But there's also wonderful rewards in it, and realizing that you really do manifest, and that putting into dynamic or demonstration all of what we've been working towards as far as energy work, it's becoming very dynamic, very manifest too.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, more than ever, if you can see, you can really see, if you're looking, what's really going on, again, now more than ever. And I'm sure part of it is all the work that we've all been doing to clear ourselves. You know, if you're awake and conscious, you've been doing the work, you know.
Well, So
you can see so easily what is going on if you just try a few different perspectives. And sometimes that's really the only trick, you know, that you need, is just to be able to shift your perspective, look at it from a broader angle, look at it from a different angle, and then you can see what the lesson is. And I think that's where a lot of that immediate gratification is coming in, because it immediately shifts what you're feeling about it. You go, oh, okay, so this is the lesson, this is the challenge, and then we can work from there.
Well, I think it's a lot about aha moments. Oh, wait a minute. You know, it's not just, we were speaking earlier about, it's not, I think a lot of folks with, especially if you use the word ascension, folks will point to, well, wait a minute, when is the, you know, curtain going to draw across the new stage and bring the lights up? And the point is that it's going on right now. Things are changing. If it were to change like that, it would truly be an Armageddon, because change is especially the ones that last and the ones that are more subtle come to us. It's changing so much quicker than folks realize, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight. And it takes work, and we're the ones who are doing the work. We're the groundbreakers, the people who are anchoring the energy and the idea of thinking, oh, that's right, I'm not actually thinking these thoughts trapped inside a body. My thoughts are part of another dimensional field. And when people begin to think in those terms, oh my goodness, that's a concept that shifts a paradigm, you know?
Yes, well said, absolutely.
Either that, or you can go out and sit in Central Park and wait for the old mothership. And believe me, I use it as I know it's one of my little things I do. I'll say, oh yeah, they're waiting for the mothership, as if I am ridiculing. And the truth is, I'm asking people to take a closer look down here on this beautiful planet, and quit looking up into the sky, expecting the sky to provide them with the work that they signed up to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bashar talks about that, and it's exactly what you're saying, that it's all about doing the work to meet the vibration to these other dimensions and also other dimensional beings, that's the more, right? But you can also just wait for the mothership, and also wait for the critical mass to get to that point, because then everyone has to go. You know, you can ride that, but that takes a long time, and that's, you know, it's kind of like sitting on the sidelines, like always being a spectator kind of a thing. But not necessarily. You know, I think part of it also to say is that a lot of the message I've been getting lately is to relax, to take your time, to not have to rush things so much. So there is also that element in sitting your ass at the bus stop and just going, listen, I am just going to chill out.
No, you're right. You're right. Watch the world go by. Smell the roses. Really. Smell mm-hmm. the roses, because the roses are what it's about, you know. And if, like I said, if you're looking up to the sky, then you're missing all the beauty that's right here in front of you. That's just a given. And people are waking up. This week. Did you see where those three young ladies got rescued from being held prisoner for 10 years?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I saw this absolutely wonderful video of a gentleman who, an African-American gentleman, was the guy who actually opened the door when he heard somebody trying to yell from inside. Mm-hmm. And actually got it so these gals could get out of there. I can't remember his name. I think it's Charles something. Mm-hmm. And he says to the newscaster, you know, our wonderful media, he says to them, you knew something was wrong when a white woman was just running for my arms, you know, to say
so black man's arms.
Something's wrong here altogether. And I thought, you know, there's great humor in that, and he was actually, what a wonderful soul to stand there and say that, mean it, and be happy about it. It also is saying that even though we have, you know, a president who's half African American, half white, it still seems that we're trudging through all of the social dross to get to that enlightened place, and no more so than in our own community, because, you know, these three gals, one of, I believe it was Melissa, is her name Melissa? I want to change screens here and go over and look. One of the girls' mothers went to see Sylvia Brown. Do you know who Sylvia Brown is?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the psychic, yeah, Sylvia Brown. I'm going to say something here that's, you know, and I would just love to get hit with some kind of paperwork on it, too. The woman is a terrible fraud. She gives the media a hook to hang all of the well-meaning, well-meant mediums who are gifted and the ones who do try to do some kind of help to find people, a very, very bad time of it, and a very bad name in the broader public. But what she does is tantamount of what a ghoul would be doing. Do you know what a ghoul is?
Wow, yeah.
I mean, when you get somebody who preys on people's emotions the way she's preyed on the emotions over and over again of parents who are bereft and are looking for some kind of answer. And she just she's like Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. She pulls it right out of her ass. I did say that. And this is Gwen Berry, not Nicole Tomasini. This is Gwen Berry of Here Be Monsters saying that this fraudulent woman who's nasty, rude, ill-mannered, and who runs away from her fans and the press alike, even at her own events, has gotten away with karmic murder for years. I mean, how would you like to be the bellhop and the hole she hits when she crosses? I mean, the luggage that she's bringing could crush a friggin' army. Is fraud is no really this late this well, woman this woman has perpetrated fraud, and she charges people enormous sums of money to sit and listen to her tell them what she thinks is wrong with them, not really any kind of psychic insights. You know, I'm going a little far down the road. The thing is, she has consistently, this is her one consistency, her one continuity is that she's been wrong every time nearly.
Wow.
And when she's right, it's only in the broadest general senses.
Mm.
Finding it, but she has told parents all over the place. And you know who's just as equally guilty of this? This ghoulish enterprise and this karmic luggage is Montel Williams, who put her in front of people like that and allowed it to build up that way. She's caused a lot of emotional damage, and she's a fraud. And in my community, she's caused a lot of damage to the people who actually go out, like my best friend, you know, who is a clairvoyant reader who has helped police in states out west and who doesn't use this as a commercial to charge people extra money. He wouldn't do something like that. He has what you call integrity. So anyways, I thought it was important that, you know, here's these three women who are finally escaped. It's a strange story. And there's a lot of strange stories happening in the world right now with this Uranus-Saturn squares coming at us constantly. Thing going down, but I really thought that it begged. I'm not the only one who's addressing it in the community. Jason over at The Wild Hunt did an article on it. He was a little more laid back. He didn't come out and say fraud at her directly, but he goes just in that direction. And you know, the thing is that when people are doing things like this, when they're perpetrating fraud like this and getting paid huge sums of money, and because they get paid a lot of money, people think they must be genuine. There we go. Follow the money. You know, it's incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. And you have to stand up and say, you know, you have to stand to it and say, hey, listen, that's wrong. That's not part of my community. I don't know readers. I don't know anybody who would call themselves a medium or a psychic. That, fortunately, I don't personally know anybody who would do such a thing. And she's been doing it for years and getting away with it. I mean, everybody pulls a CNN did a thing on her, but okay, I've gone down the road with it, but I thought it was important to address. I really did.
So you said one of the women went to see her?
One of the women who was freed, her mother went to the Montel Williams show and was told by Sylvia Brown that the daughter was dead. Oh, honey, you'll never see her again. And, you know, the way she addresses people who are, you know, she's no John Edwards.
Yeah, she's very abrasive.
She's not just abrasive, she's disrespectful, and it's as if the world owes her a freaking living. I mean, you know, she's the let them eat cake reincarnate. It's really incredible that she gets away with this, and people, what, are they afraid to say something? You know, what's with that? What's up with that?
I think it takes all kinds. I think that's part of the seeing, you know. You have to see what it is you're dealing with, you know. It's like so many things can get a bad name easily. Psychics, even doctors, and all for good reason. I mean, there are a lot of people doing really crappy things in every profession.
It's true.
So you just got to, you know, figure out what it is you're dealing with. And really, before you figure it out, I think the most important thing is to go, what is your feeling without having to think anything in the first 5 minutes of being in this person's presence?
That's good. Yeah.
And, you know, you're right or wrong or whatever. Right.
You trust your instincts. In fact, right. Many of the people who've been on cruises or in, you know, gone to see her in a crowd, paid these huge prices for tickets to ask a question, felt their instincts were, you know, oh, this is not right. This is way off. But they're afraid to say anything on camera. They're afraid to say anything because, of course, in a confined environment like that, when the people of the, if it's the Williams show or whatever, you know, they'll just snatch these folks right out of the audience. And they edit this stuff out. You know, it's not a live show. This is edited out. So,
well, and I think that's where a lot of learning can happen there, because everybody that's sitting in any room, no matter if it's with 5 people or 5,000 people, if you're smelling something that stinks, if something stinks, you know, it's not always the thing. It may be something else that stinks, but something stinks, and your alarm went off, your spidey sense went off. So you have to pay attention to that and stick with it and honor it and know that your spidey sense went off and it doesn't go off for no reason. So let's see what the reason is.
Right. And it will take, you know, what it really is going to take, even though this woman is obviously in a lot of pain and she can't handle being around people for too long, she's got to be dealing with a lot of emotions herself. What it really is going to take is somebody of equal stature, prominence, if you will, or notoriety or celebrity, to stand up and say to her, why have you been wrong so often, and how do you answer the accusation of fraud?
Yeah, well, I mean, everything's coming to light nowadays, aren't they?
So, yeah, in a big way.
Probably a matter of time, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm banging that drum. If somebody else hears this and begins to bang that drum, say, on a show over there, and then it goes to a show up the road or whatever, and it's published, it's getting said, you know, CNN did it, and I noticed she's not on the same show list she used to be on since Anderson Cooper went after her a couple of years ago. Still, she's done damage. She keeps doing it. She's still, you know, people out there who turn and ask, you know, with their hearts completely open, you know, can you help me to find the one I love the most in this world and let me know where they are? There is nothing more heartbreaking than and to have somebody cast aside your question with, oh, honey, she's dead. You'll never see her again. And then, of course, she's in front of a television camera tonight, you know. And Sylvia Brown said, well, no, nobody is 100% right. No, what I would say is that this woman is a ghoul. She's a ghoul. And she's fed off of people like this. So she needs to be brought to some kind of public justice, really, for our community, because she's giving our community a very hard time.
Well, and I think that's what it starts. It starts with the individual. So knowing that you smelled something that you stick with that and know that, you know, there's got to be, if you're thinking it, especially now with the collective consciousness, there's got to be at least 30% of the other people are thinking it. You're not coming out of left field with these things, you know, if not more. So not only that, but also you have to consider the source all the time. And so, and know what you're thinking and consider where this is coming from and how it's being presented. It tells you so much. So if there are so many people that are paying attention and will listen to themselves, you know, these people blow themselves up in 5 minutes. Really.
And it's true. You're absolutely correct, Nick. It can happen just that fast, that lickety split, as they say. You know what I don't believe? I do not believe what I read in a news source today. I don't believe that the American shopping public, that American people, that they don't care about what happened in Bangladesh with the factory collapse, and that
but they don't care. That's what they say.
Yeah, I'll read you a quote here. The deadly factory collapse in Bangladesh more than 2 weeks ago has led to calls for retailers to change the way they do business overseas. But a new poll and interviews with shoppers at stores whose garments are manufactured at the ruined factory show that pressure for change is unlikely to come from Americans, few of whom have heard much about the collapse, and most of whom care more about prices than safe labor conditions. Oh, you know what? Now this is published on Huffington Post, a progressive blog that lots of us go over to, and it was put together by a couple of actually they're from Bangladesh writers. Well, one is and one isn't. And I don't believe a word of it. I do not believe that the majority of Americans don't care. I think they do care. What do you think?
Yeah, and it depends on how the question is asked and how do you say they don't care. Like, what's the quote? What did somebody actually say? But that being said, I do think there are plenty of people that don't really give a shit, you know. But to say Americans, well, that would imply that you made some sort of gigantic poll across America in many different places.
Well,
and came up with, you know, what's their data? That's just a broad blanket.
Well, here's what happened. Of the dozen Americans,
Americans. That's a lot.
Who spoke with Huffington Post as they left Mango, Joe Fresh, and Benetton stores in Manhattan, none knew of the Bangladesh factory collapse that killed more than 900 workers. And those shops...
I don't even know what those shops are. Mango and who else? We don't have those stores. Where
Joe,
were these people?
Joe Fresh. Yeah, it's on Fifth Avenue. I'm not even in New York very often anymore, like once in a blue year. And I know about Joe Fresh, but they're saying that what they're doing is they're actually, this article is saying that the American on the street in the city of New York has absolutely no idea of what's going on in the world outside their living, and that, which is not true. We're talking about, for crying out loud, we're talking about Occupy Wall Street City. Could we go there?
Yeah, no. Sure, of course. Well, who are these 12 people? I mean, I think that's all we really need to know. Did they live here, or were they passing through and they're from God, you know, bumfuck USA? Even if they are New Yorkers, they're like, you know, 12 of the dumbest New Yorkers. There's no kind of account for the rest. Absolutely. I mean, yeah. That's just silly.
It's pretty hard. But, you know, where's the positive side of this that we could, you know, bring to it. I mean, I spent the first half of the show, for crying out loud, banging on poor old Sylvia Brown.
Well, I think it's about awareness, really. And I think that, you know, there are so many people doing so many things, and there's so much information about but things. But so much information doesn't make it true and doesn't make it what they're implying. I mean, you know, that's the word that's so powerful. And again, I think it's all about knowing, you have to know where you're at with yourself and your grounding to a certain extent. If you're awake, you do. You might not know what the hell is going on, but you're paying attention. And if you're paying attention, you have to always consider the sources around you and really look into what this is that could be saying. Now, why would somebody say that America doesn't care? Well, it sounds like somebody's trying to make us look like a bunch of shitheads, or saying, you know, we're all complacent. Okay, that exists as well, but it doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of the opposite, and we all know that. So to be able to filter through articles and filter through people and filter through everything that you may take for granted, anything, somebody that seems really nice, but yet something feels not quite right. And it doesn't mean at the end of the day you're going to hate this person or they're the devil, but it means there's something and you're paying attention to that vibration, and that just helps to tune your pitchfork. It helps to see, you're seeing more as you're paying attention to more, and I think that's really the road to some sort of ascension, because you have to see
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
You're bringing the light, and you're raising your vibration.
The most important thing right now, I think, that's happening, it's the opportunities we're being offered every day, whether we're even if we get out of the house, we're still connecting with people because of this amazing technology. I think that one of the most important things that we can recognize, as you're speaking of these recognitions, and one of the most and challenging and important things we can do is to demonstrate kindness in some way every day. Just demonstrate kindness. Most of us are kind people. And yet, it's amazing to me when I sit back and look at my day, especially when I was working, you know, driving the cab or whatever, it's amazing to me how I did not demonstrate the kindness I felt. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure, absolutely.
And I spent a good part of the first part of the show giving a very hard time to someone who I really am convinced I would not say the things I did at the beginning of the show without conviction, and I will stand with them. By the way, the young lady's mother who came, Her name was Luana Miller, and her name, her daughter's name, who was just saved, was Amanda Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, the English version. And, you know, Ms. Brown, for the last 24 hours, has been doing damage control on this, and that's why she's come up in the news cycle. But she put out a statement saying, you know, that she had a 87 to 90% success rate with cold case files. But there's been analysis done by very practical and reputable people in 2010 that out of her 115 predictions that she made on the Montel Williams show, do you know what her success rate was with them?
Well,
I mean, this is just stunning. This is freaking stunning. It was zero.
What? I thought you were going to say at least 30.
It was zero. Now, you can't, you know, that's really bad.
How did you get asked back to the show after getting none of it right?
Well, that's because this tells you about our media. It tells you about the kind of social drama being created by corporations at media levels to keep us from looking at what's going on around us.
Right.
You
right.
know, I
ah,
mean,
there it is.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to really take a look at that motherfucker and say, what the hell? She got nothing right. I mean, honey, I could go the dog track and pick winners. Not knowing a damn thing better than that. My grandmother, now, she was one scary broad. I mean, the cops came to her in upstate New York. But the point is, she paid off mortgages going to the dog track. She knew when to, you know, when to play it, when not to. And I wish I had that kind of ability, you know. But to have a zero success rate kind of tells you there's someone standing around in between things. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
That's like, if that doesn't say spirit is on your ass, I don't know what does.
Mm-hmm. As well as, all right, so you keep calling this one of that that's getting nothing right. So what does that say about Montel? And then also, what does it say about the producers that are controlling the content of the show? So if that's happening, there has to be something that she's putting out that they want. Because let's face it, in TV world, it sucks. It is out. It is out before you can say out. So there's a reason. There has to be a reason. And part of it, think about it, is to discredit psychics and to not, you know, oh, look, they don't get anything right. Or, you know, or just misleading, constant misleading, making people think, well, why are we listening to this person?
Yeah.
You know,
this
confusion.
This has been a consistent weather. There have been some media folks or writers, what have you, bloggers who've actually given the psychics who do this kind of, you know, she's not alone in this. There's quite a few out there who, she's a really decent cold reader. Now, you and I know what a cold reader is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a cold reader, honey. And people think I'm psychic, and I'm like, you know, hey, wait a minute.
That's just paying attention.
Let me tell you what here. Let me show you why I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, honey. That's my job. You know, our job is to learn and grow through our greatest challenge. And I think Ms. Brown's greatest challenge might have been the one I found when I was very young, which is lying, being a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a storyteller. That's what I do. That's got a lot to do with how I present my blends, And my storytelling comes from the stories of indigenous communities and cultures and my own ancestors, both genetic and subtle. But when you're a liar and you go out there and you keep it up and you don't face it and embrace it and turn it into the healing gift that it is being offered to you, this is the kind of tragedy that you begin to drag, like that chain that, what was Ebenezer Scrooge's,
Bartleby.
Marley, yeah.
Oh, Marley, right.
Dragged around with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, sure. One of the reasons that this is close to me at this moment and that I feel it is because, you know, we've lost someone, you know, part of the family in the last day. And who was in a lot of pain and who finally crossed. And I'm very, very happy about that. And, you know, the thing is that physical death, it's an illusion. Death is an illusion. And yet what we are in these bodies, what we go through, there's no denying that we are here to learn lessons, to grow and expand for something greater. And those of us who have embraced the awareness and the knowledge that this is just temporary and we will transmigrate, I mean, to have that kind of awareness and to actually walk with that kind of awareness as a tool, whether you're manipulating it for monetary gain or what, but to know that and then to callously, you know, work that way, I mean, what kind of greed is that?
Well, that's a choice. That's a whole different choice. It's a dark side, Darth Vader kind of a choice. Because it always comes with, it's something where it's fear, so you have to start lying. And then the lie is better than the truth, so you continue it. And then you're on this road now, so a lot of times you can get down that road and you're so far down the road that to go back is too far. So you just embrace what you've become, and that's a whole different vibration with a whole different kind of quote-unquote abundance, right? But it's an abundance of more of what you're putting out there, which is fear and pain and greed.
You know,
and
there's so many wonderful...
It's its own road.
There's so many wonderful mediums and psychics that are truly gifted and who do help people. I suppose I could go the celebrity route and drag up the television show medium, the one that was modeled after Alison Dubois, who actually is one of the truly gifted. Now, the show was created on the experiences she went through, but it was fictionalized for drama, and it was a great show. Loved it. And she was the person who actually was the technical advisor. So a great deal of what the character Alison Dubois was going through in that show was what happens to people who do penetrate penetrate different dimensional realities and who are able to reach out to the spirits of people who are there for whatever reason. There's a purpose. There's always a purpose. And there are people who are able to genuinely do this. And Ms. Dubois, or Mrs. Dubois, is one of those people who's very genuine. She was part of the Arizona Dream Team, as they call them, like Duke University and Cornell University. These three schools, they have these absolutely wonderful groundbreaking since the 70s and 60s, parapsychology, or what has become known as psi science departments, that actually do study and document all this phenomenon. It's not horse shit, in other words.
Sure.
But then you get Sylvia Brown out here whacking the dead horse for you know, the people who the amazing Randys who want to say that, oh, it's all just bullshit. You know, it's just, what do they call them? Grief vampires. That's the term, grief vampires. I just think ghoul fits, but grief
vampires.
Well,
it's the other side. You know, you always have the other side. You
absolutely.
Know, for every Einstein, there's a Hitler, you know? I mean, what are you going to do, man? You know, like Esther or Abraham says, you know, it's all about the contrast.
I always,
you know, if you know what you don't
like...
want, you know what you do want.
I always thought it was more like for every Einstein, there's a Dan Quayle, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Tomato, tomato.
Oh, right, yes, that's true.
I'd love to get a few quick, really quick minds on who would come up with the parlay on that one. You say it's black, I say it's white. You said it was Chomsky, I said it was, you know, George W. Bush. I don't know. There you go. Jeez. So what has been happening though is you're quite right. The polarities of the lessons right now are incredible. And the polarity between the seen and the unseen, or the great invisible out there, which isn't invisible at all. I mean, it's not. There's more and more clues becoming available for us to make use of. And that's part of our job, is to bring the clues to the forefront. It's also, I know I kind of hogged the show up tonight with this thing about, you know, terrible people that say things that have to pay a karmic price for them. But
good information. I think it was important to talk about. I mean, it was clearly had to be said, you know, because that it shows you so much about what's around you and what's potentially where someone's coming from.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other side of it is, you know, this is the kind of people who make guys like the amazing Randy, the James Randi Foundation, that guy, who's just mean-spirited about the way he goes about trying to debunk people, you know. I guess we need to be having these really polarized conversations so that people at least start thinking about it, you know?
Yeah, to see that anything is possible. And if you can think of it, it very well may exist or absolutely will exist at some point.
Jeez, so, you know?
Yeah.
But the really wonderful thing that's happened here is three ladies have been released from a bondage that I guess none of us could really imagine. And it will be interesting, I suppose, to find out how they survived. But they did have each other, it seems.
Wow. The coming to light. It's always great to hear these stories of things coming to light, especially with, you know, pain. That chain of pain breaking, it's really, you know, and especially coming after the Boston bombing, you know, it's again, we have that, and then we have this release, but also it's, you know, it again, it's the same thing, it's the polarity, you know, you have a lot of love pouring towards, and then there's also, you know, there's a lot of healing that needs to happen because of these things, you know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a ride, isn't it? This human experience.
Well, it's what's really crazy is that, you know, the world is changing. Our physical world is changing so quickly. And it's by knowing all the worlds between the physical world and the worlds that we aspire to, that's going to make the better difference in
yeah.
keeping this one healthy, green, and evolving into those worlds that we create.
Yeah.
It's shoot. It's been challenging, you know, the Uranus Saturn thing. It's a hokey pokey. Oh, and this whole time that we've been talking, there's the annual solar eclipse has been happening.
Yes. Wow. Cool. That's really great.
In new moon. So here we go. No wonder Gwen went wacko.
That's great. It's great, really. Yeah, it's quite a ride, and it's it feels like chaos, and Pluto's doing the dance with the other big boys, you know. So I don't know. I don't really think anybody knows what's really going on. It's like the Matrix is building itself as we speak, you know. So
yeah.
Who knows what it's going to become. Just, you know where you're at and buckle your seatbelt and smile. That's the only thing you can do right now.
Well, and it's called the Ring of Fire solar eclipse this time. You know what? I just noticed that there was loads of conversation going on in the chat from our good friend Tricia. And you know what, Trisha, I've been checking other browsers and didn't see it, so I must apologize to you. Ursula the Sea Witch must have been talking about old Mrs. Brown.
Oh, yeah? What did she say?
She said that she reminds me of Ursula the Sea Witch. yeah. I can get that.
Tripping with, you know, like old seaweed.
you just never know where it's going to go. Do you have any announcements? We're actually at the end of the whole deal.
Yeah. No, Nicole's show coming up in the works for a new season. And if anybody's interested in getting some spirit therapy, you can find me on Facebook, Nicole Tomassini, that's Tom Assini, Tomassini, and or you can email me at gmail, nicole.tomassini@gmail.com.
Okay.
And first session's free, you know, so you can check it out.
Oh, that's big. That's big.
Yeah.
First session's free. I tell you what, too, folks, don't forget, brand new acupuncturist in South Florida, her name's Deborah Ann Berry. I'm really proud of her. Don't forget, it would be tomorrow evening at 11 p.m. You can find Anita Stewart and Wise Woman Media right here on Here Be Monsters. And at 4 p.m. on Saturday, Under the Moon with Joni Moon, astrologer. So check it out. Nick, thanks for being here with me.
Yeah, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Good, even when I get weird.
Yeah, man. I love those rides.
let's go invisible.
All right.
We can do that, man. It's not a problem.
That's right. That's right.
We be eyeing. Thank you all for listening to Consciousness on Here Be with Nicole Tomassini and Gwen Berry.
Watch it.
thank you for listening. This has been The Consciousness Shift. We'll hear you next week with Danny and Brinkley.
It's 8 o'clock.